Pride Month is underway, and a new documentary aims to tell the stories of LGBTQ elders in the Milwaukee area whose lifetime of experiences and contributions are a lesson for all generations.
Beacons of Brew City is set to debut June 16th at the Oriental Theater in Milwaukee. The documentary will feature interviews with one of the oldest living out gay men in Milwaukee and legends of the local drag scene, among others.
One of the subjects of the documentary is here. Karen Valentine, also known as KV, is a longtime Milwaukee-based drag performer, social columnist, and philanthropist. KV, welcome to the show.
My pleasure and honor to be sharing this wonderful beginning of Pride Month with you.
Yes, and Wisconsin LGBTQ History Project President Michael Takosh is here, who is behind the project celebrating some of the trailblazers in the local LGBTQ community. Michael, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
You have worked, Michael, to document the history of the LGBT community in Milwaukee, throughout the state. This newest effort focusing on documenting eight elders in the Milwaukee area that are still alive, why is this important to you?
Well, it's really important, not just to me, but to the entire community, because for so long, LGBTQ history was only known through stories of shame and sorrow. So we only knew about some of our elders because they were arrested, because their names were printed in the paper, because they were, you know, publicly outed. You know, they were not stories of pride. They were not stories of hope, and they weren't encouraging or inspiring stories. And with that being said, it created a culture where a lot of people just simply did not talk about their past. The past was a source of embarrassment. And for many of our elders, it was also a source of trauma. So there wasn't the intergenerational transfer of knowledge, of history, of heritage that happens in almost every other community. A lot of LGBTQ people grow up completely disconnected from what came before. They have no idea they even have a history. For them, history begins when they join the community, when they come out, when they first, you know, go to their first queer space or gay bar or what have you. But even our project founder said when he came out in 1971, no one wanted to talk about the past. It was simply forbidden. It was taboo because it was not a source of happiness. So the History Project is trying to overcome that systemic barrier, to kind of dissolve that obstacle so that we can learn from our elders while we still have them. Too often, we only celebrate people after they're gone. And by the time people are gone, they take all of their lessons, all of their stories, all of their advice with them. So as somebody who grew up in a multi-generational family and saw the value and impact my elders made, I'd like to extend that same experience to our wider community.
KV, you bring a wealth of lessons and stories in your experience. You've been a fixture in Milwaukee's drag scene for decades. What does it mean to you to be featured in a project like this?
Well, I'm beyond flattered. It's so funny because, to be honest with you, Kate, I was busy just doing my thing. And finally, somebody brought it up to my attention that I'd been doing it for over 40 years. And when we did it, we were doing it more out of respect and raising money and awareness. Drag, when I did it, started doing it in the mid-80s, we were doing it to raise money for HIV and AIDS causes. And we were doing it for baseball teams and for volleyball teams and for choruses and whatever. And from there, you know, it went on. It really wasn't a career or a way to really make a living. We all had jobs during the day, and we were just flattered that people were happy to see us on the stage. And I never for once took for granted the honor that I was awarded by being able to take to the stage and be applauded to do my little fantasy of what I did when I was a child in my playroom by playing albums and lip syncing and, you know, frolicking around the room pretending I was in Las Vegas or some showroom.
You have said, KV, that just because you do put on a wig and eyelashes doesn't make you a drag queen. You have to earn it. I'm wondering, can you explain how?
With KV, I look at KV as a character, not unlike something that Carol Burnett or Bette Midler or even Joan Rivers, for instance, bring together, or Paul Rubens when he did Pee Wee Herman. They're a persona. They're somebody we create in a dressing room and we bring to the stage. And we, our mask, our armor, what have you, that we wear to present to the public. And for that hour show or 2 hour show, we give you all a little vacation from reality and we bring you into our little fantasy world, our dreamland. And once again, we can escape into the wonderful world of humor and music where things can't hurt us. Maybe it's our never, never land or what have you. And, you know, it's our wonderful world of Disney, you know, it's escapism for me.
Michael, what impact has KV had in Milwaukee's LGBTQ scene?
So Karen is really quite a force of nature. So while many think of, you know, drag queens as simply entertainers, she has an excellent point. Drag has long been a form of defiance, of resistance, and most importantly, of community mobilization. Going back to the earliest days of underground gay bars, they were a place where, you know, there weren't a lot of people who wanted to be seen. So imagine trying to be a fundraiser in a space where most of your beneficiaries can't be publicly known. And Karen has really taken that to the next level. Beyond simply being a hostess, an MC, a fundraiser, Karen actually has launched her own charity. She has her own foundation, which gives Milwaukee's youth access and experiences in the performing arts.
With this cultural appreciation for the arts, KV, I'm wondering, is that in a way how the drag scene has evolved? How has it changed in Milwaukee?
Well, it's grown up. It's become a cottage industry. I credit RuPaul. I credit the popularity of it. Right now, you can't go to a car wash without seeing a drag queen. All of a sudden, every restaurant and bar and any business, it seems like they use the wonderful world of drag as a hook. And I think it's marvelous that you know, what once was kind of scoffed at and thought of as a bastardized form of show business has finally gotten its own just dues and desserts, if you will. I still find it very hard. I don't have a manager or an agent. I'm kind of a one-trick pony. And when people engage me, so many times, I don't even know what to ask for because I'll say, well, what do you need? What do you want? And it's like, I'm still that 12-year-old in the corner with knock knees going, oh my God, I got invited to the party. You know, I'm thrilled and excited that I'm desirable or I rank up with the likes of my peers that I'm wanted. And so that's still so very important to me. And I'm kind of at the, I guess you could say the twilight of my life and career. And I do every once in a while get somebody saying, when are you hanging up the lashes and the Ferragamos? And I said, I don't know. I don't know. I guess when they stop asking and they stop inviting and they stop wanting me to appear. And I'm very flattered that I'm still included in the run. And I think it goes back to Harry Hansen's book about 5 years ago, maybe. He did The Legends of Drag, and I was included with a handful of other wonderful entertainers from the Milwaukee area, as well as throughout the United States. And it kind of provided a renaissance. It's like, oh, yeah, KV's been around forever.
Yeah, and there's not just this generation gap in terms of knowledge transfer, in terms of stories being told, in terms of heritage connection. There's also a generational ageism in the LGBTQ community, and that has long been there. And, you know, people like Karen at one time would have been ushered right off the stage for being too old.
Right.
That ageism is a powerful dividing line because it tells our elders that there's no more space for them, that they no longer have purpose or value, or they're no longer welcome. And one of the things we've been trying to do with the Beacons Project is assert that not only did these elders blaze the trail and carve out these spaces, they own them. You know, I mean, these are a place that they're always going to be welcome because they built them.
Well, Michael and KV, thank you for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. I could go on and on for hours and hours. There's so much more to share with you. But thank you for your interest and the invitation.
Yeah, thank you so much. It really means a lot for us to be able to share the story of the Beacons with the state. And we do invite everyone to visit us at the Oriental Theater in Milwaukee on June 16th when we debut the Beacons of the Brew City documentary featuring eight local elders who have changed history.
And that is Michael Takash, president of the Wisconsin LGBTQ History Project, and Karen Valentine, or KV, a Milwaukee-based drag performer, social columnist, and philanthropist. And we talked about this new documentary, Beacons of Brew City, that is debuting June 16th.